1320 KTAR.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me the same. Get back together, come back and see me. 3 days to the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven
part
me.
Part of providing.
Today's the last day, I'm sorry.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn and soon-to-be Brandon Disney, who's caught in a little teeny tiny bit of traffic. Let that be a lesson to you if you want to try to use the State Route 51. It ain't going to happen. It's ugly. And I believe there's something going on central as well. As I was coming into the studio, they were disallowing any left turns from 3rd Street, so it's as close to a traffic report as you're going to get from me. I am, of course, Ken Colburn, one of the two data doctors that appears here every Saturday morning to try to help you and yours with your computer questions, problems, comments, so on and so forth. And, of course, we love your participation at 602-277-5827. That's 602-277-KTAR. And, of course, you can always email us through our website, datadoctors.com/radio. You'll see all of today's offerings, and towards the bottom, you'll see ask a question, make a suggestion section there. Feel free to chime in, if you will. And, of course, it does require a certain level of, It requires some ability to write. Many of the emails we get in here for the show, it's virtually impossible to understand what you're asking. So please, so that we may possibly make use of it during the show, and that's when we use these emails, is during the show. Please make them legible. Please read over them before you send them. And please use punctuation. Please use, you know, the normal process that you would when you're writing something so that we might have some chance to help you. Hey, today's theme, we're going to try to concentrate on multifunction printers. They're called MFPs, the abbreviation in the computer world. So when you see MFPs referred to on a sales sheet or an advertisement or something, they're talking about a multifunction printer. And the multiple functions that they provide include printing, of course, faxing, scanning, and usually they interface with the computer so that these functions can occur. And of course, they're great space savers. They're great, they're fairly easy to use. And for many, many years, we've told our clients not to buy them. So why are we doing the show on multifunction printers? Well, for two reasons. One, to let you know what the pros and cons are of these devices. And two, to help you, if you are going to buy one of those, maybe understand better what to look for. In the past, what you got was a mediocre printer, a mediocre scanner, and a mediocre fax. It's gotten much, much, much better. And, of course, it's gotten a lot cheaper. So we're going to review some of those do's and don'ts. If you've purchased, either recently or in the past, if you've purchased a multifunction printer, please chime in via email or through the phone lines if you can get in, which, by the way, are booked, so don't even try calling now. When you hear somebody hang up, try it again at 602-277-5827. But basically, we want to hear what has your experience been. I mean, typically, our experience has been, it's not the device itself, the hardware. Actually, in a lot of cases, people use these multifunction printers. I've got one in one of my offices. It's a multifunction device, but it's not connected to any kind of a computer. It's actually connected to a network print queue, and it's used as just a regular fax machine. So it does double duty, but it's not actually interfacing with a computer, so we don't have the traditional software issues that really is what's caused us to, over the years, not recommend these devices for most people. And, hey! It's Brandon Disney.
Hey, you know what they?
Hang on here. We got this mic here.
Do I get a microphone?
There you go.
Ooh, and these wonderful headphones.
Can I get a witness?
You know they say better late than pregnant. So,
yeah.
So here I am.
You want to give us a traffic report here? I kind of started.
Yeah, the Squaw Peak is dysfunctional or non-functional, depending on how you look at it. And Central Avenue, which, funny enough, the KTR studios are on. That doesn't work either too well, so...
Well, it does after Indian School or after Thomas or something.
Yeah, if you're coming down to the KTR studios, you better plan to add a couple 10 extra minutes or so.
As thousands of them are coming to the studio.
Yeah, lots of you.
Right.
Lining up outside to meet Ken.
Anyway, we're talking about multifunction printers, and I was just going over why...
Well, this isn't a traffic show?
Yes.
Oh.
Why in the past we've basically not recommended them, and generally it's because of software. Let me give you an idea. At one point, some of the HP product, in order to have all of these functions work, It loaded seven, count them, seven different drivers that all were omnipresent. They were always there.
I'm trying to count
them,
but I get stuck at four.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Always in the background. So
five.
What's that mean when it's always in the background? Notice my just totally ignoring you.
Right. That's as usual.
Well, you know, I'm listening to the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the seven devices, what that does is that's just another reason for you to have a software conflict with something else. Those illegal operations, those freeze-ups, those...
Slowing down.
Everything. They're all as a result of having other stuff running in the background. And so, by and large, what we had to do was figure out which one of the seven device drivers was causing the problem, disable it, which basically meant, okay, your fax doesn't work anymore, but the rest of the printer will.
And you can scan it, and the Blender part still works.
Right. So anyway, a lot of that's gotten much, much better. Windows XP is probably a better platform for multifunction printers than, say, Windows 98 or Windows ME.
And the biggest problem that Ken was talking about is the drivers, the software programs that tell the computer how to work with it, that has vastly improved over time. And that's due to a number of things. One, Microsoft's cooperation with hardware vendors and giving them more information about how to make things interface, and hardware vendors just getting better at what they do. So that's probably another big reason why these things have become better, is just simply because over time people have gotten better at making them actual functioning together.
Let us hope. But there's still some really dangerous devices out there that we'll talk about throughout the show here that we recommend you stay away from. So we're talking about multifunction printers, of course. We want your input from that. And before we go on, how can we go on? I'm sitting in the driver's seat right now because you were late.
Yeah.
So what's Adam's button?
Which thing are we looking for?
All we have is Spider-Man at this point.
Oh,
right?
You got to just push the up and down arrows a few times, and it's somewhere right around there.
Hang on.
He's right in there somewhere. Ooh, he's coming soon. Oh, maybe not.
You know what? Forget it.
Why don't I
How about
sing?
This? Hey, everybody, it's time for Adam's acronym.
Okay, not exactly what I was expecting, but it worked.
Well, hang on this. How about this? How about a little campfire? No?
A campfire in a thunderstorm? That could be a problem. Underwater campfire.
This is why we don't let Ken sit over on that side.
All right, coming in.
Okay.
To do is Adam's acronym is?
Today's acronym is HCL.
Hang on, let me kill that jet.
Thank you.
H what?
Hang on, before we go on, for those of you that are not regular listeners, Adam chimes in. He's been calling in since he was a wee lad, 12, and now he's a very grown 13. And he chimes in every week with an acronym to maybe give a little education about the technology world, a little little something-something. And this week's acronym is?
HCL.
HCL?
Yeah.
Huckle?
Yeah.
Hickle?
Huckle. I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyway, it stands for Hardware Compatibility List.
Hardware Compatibility List. And
you were saying that Microsoft's been, you know, getting with these hardware vendors to get them better on the Microsoft operating system and all that stuff.
Yeah, when you get older, you'll be able to say things like more gooder, but go ahead.
Yeah, more gooder.
Yeah.
So Microsoft has a hardware compatibility list that shows what Windows is fully compatible with, partially compatible with, and in some cases, not compatible with.
That must be a really, really, really big list, since there's lots and lots of hardware out there in the world.
It is.
So where do you find this list? How do I get this?
Well, there's one online at the Microsoft website. Usually one will come on your Windows disk if you happen to have one, which you should.
What's that mean? What do you mean, which you should? Can
I
explain
that? I'll just tell you that if you buy a computer from somebody, you should make sure they give you the Windows disks with it.
Oh, I got you. You're saying don't be a Blackbeard.
Right.
No pirating.
Right.
If it comes pre-installed, make sure you also get the CD that they pre-installed it with, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
And it should have the words Microsoft and have like a little hologram image and not just have a Sharpie that says Windows XP pirate version.
Well, no, but you can do that as a backup. That's okay.
Right.
Just don't share
As long as you give the original as well.
Okay, so do you have the, can you just go to Microsoft.com and type in hardware compatibility list on the on their little search engine and find it?
Well, I haven't really had to do much with that, but probably.
Yeah, you should be able to find it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's a text file and some other stuff.
Yeah, I have a multifunction printer.
Which one do you have?
I have the Canon MultiPath F30.
Okay.
And the printer's really good, as you said. I love the printer.
Yes.
But there's this stupid little program that you have to open every time you want to use the printer.
That's not good.
No.
And it's because it has to do all of the other things, right?
Right. And if you forget to open the application and you try and print it, it says, open the application before you try to print.
Pain.
Will not do, yeah.
It's the pain of software.
Yep. And it's not even a background thing. I sit there in the stupid always-on-top window. So, oh well.
All right, Adam. Hey, thanks for chiming in. Good job. Good work. Good way to go. You bring it all. And
I'll bring in acronym music 2.1 next week, I hope.
All right.
2.0 didn't work.
We're waiting with, especially Brandon, bated breath.
Okay.
All right, buddy. You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctor's in the house. Back after this.
Listen to KTAR's Screening Room today at noon. If you hear your name announced on the air, you'll have 20 minutes to claim your KTAR black tie package to Oscar Night America, the official Phoenix Academy Awards party. And the winner is, or at least could be, you. An ExecuCar limo, tickets to dinner and the party, plus an overnight stay at the new Westin.